The following are the continued questions from the Bhavan Journal, answered by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 29, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Krishna says, God says, Chaturpanna Maya system, that is, what is called, obligated. The same law is obligated. You cannot say that I don't take this law. No, you have to take it if you want to have it, happy. You cannot become outlaw, then you will not be happy. You will be punished. So God says, Maya system, it is given by me. So how we can deny it? And that is it. Dharmam to bhagavat, sakshat bhagavat panidhava. Dharma means the order given by the God. So God says, the chaturpanna maya system guna karma vibhaga. For the proper management of human society, there should be these four divisions, social divisions. So we have to take it.
This would be the prescription for all people who would come?
Everyone, for all people. There must be on the head the intelligent class of man who will give advice. The next class, that is all given in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But when you become Krishna conscious, you can give up all these regulative principles directly. Therefore, Krishna sarva dharman paritajya. The Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, this dharma, that dharma, Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma. You give up everything simply that, because the ultimate aim of dharma is to come to Krishna. You directly come to me, then everything is all right.
Some other people, they concoct their own system and they say this is the way to go.
So they let them suffer? What can be done? What can be done? If you don't take the laws of the state, you manufacture your own laws, then you'll suffer. The state says, keep to the right, and if you make your own law, keep to the left, then you'll suffer.
So many innocent people are also...
The innocent suffers. Intelligent never suffers. Only the rascals, innocent, they suffer. Innocent means rascal also. He does not know what to do. The rascal is also innocent. The child is innocent, but he's a rascal. It does not mean, because he's innocent, he's not rascal. Rascal means he's innocent. The child does not know that if I touch fire, it will burn. Therefore he's a rascal. But that because his child is innocent, he will not be excused. The rascal and innocent are the same category. Innocence of law is not no excuse. You go to the court and you say, sir, I did not know there is law like this. So that doesn't mean you must suffer. Now why Krishna comes? He gives advice that you do this. Don't remain innocent and rascal. Then you'll be able. Why should you stick to the rascaldom? He's personally advising. He says, Sarvajanman Paritajya Mamekanga Sarvamaja. Why you are sticking to Hinduism and Muslimism and Christianism? Why? That is rascaldom. You take to his advice and you be happy.
Material, this Hindu, Christian, Muslim, they're following these things because that is simply their destiny. They don't know how to please God, so that's simply part of their happiness and distress.
Whatever it may be, now Krishna is asking you, give up this rascal now. You do it. Don't go to the history. He says, you give up. You give up. That's all. Then your person. That is Krishna. We are going to the history. History may be something else. But now he says directly, give up. You give up. That's all. Finish this business. That point is clear now. Thank God.
Question number 4. Even a well-read, widely traveled, and enlightened editor like the late Sri Frank Moraes. I think that's how you...
Moraes?
Moraes? M-O-R-A-E-S.
Who is it?
I don't know. He's late, though.
He has died.
He's dead. He was enlightened. Equated Hindu ethos with casteism. He equated that Hindu culture or Hindu ethos and casteism is one and the same. Will the fundamental values of Hinduism be in any way affected by the eradication of casteism towards which a concerted effort is now being made at all levels?
But it cannot be done. This is another foolishness. Because Krishna says, Chatubranang Maya system Gunakarma Vibhagas. But the difficulty is the caste system is coming on account of false notion that a Brahman is the son of a Brahman. That is caste. But Krishna does not say. He says by quality and work. He never says by birth. So this so-called casteism in India, that is a false notion of Chaturvarna. Real Chaturvarna means guna karma vibhaga. One must be qualified, and how one is qualified, that is also described. Satya sama tama tidikha arjava jnanam vijnanam astikam. So there must be education. It is not that to abolish the caste system, which is contaminated by false conception of birthright concept. This wrong caste system should be abolished, and training centers should be opened. How to train a person to become Brahman or to become Kshatriya, guna karma vibhaga. So you cannot avoid it, but because you have misconceived the caste, that should be abolished. And the system recommended by Krishna, that should be taken. Otherwise you cannot avoid it. The caste system will remain, just like a truthfulness. So all over the world you will find somebody is truthful. Why do you take it? His father was truthful, therefore he is truthful. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. Krishna never said that. His father may be Hiranyakashipu, but his son is Prahlad. Or It's not that the one has to become exactly like the father. It may be, there is every possibility, but it is not a fact that the son becomes like the father. It's not fair. So similarly, the first-class man is truthful. Now, wherever you find a truthful man, you classify him as Brahmin. That is wanted. Why do you take that here is a son of truthful man, therefore he is Brahmin? That is misconception. You have to pick up the truthful man all over the world and classify them as Brahmin. That we are doing. If you follow this principle, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, you are Brahmin. Come on. His father may be meat eater or gambler or drunkard, but he is agreeing. All right, come on, this come. You are welcome. Then it is all right. He cannot abolish the truthful class of men. You will find truthful men everywhere. So you have to pick up. So Krishna says that, chatutpannam maya guna karma. So you pick up the quality of man and put them in the Brahminical class, and then next Kshatriya class, then Vaishya class, then Sudra class. But you cannot abolish the system, that is a false attempt. Because more or less there will be a class of men who are truthful. You cannot abolish. More or less there will be a class of men who are sinful. So as soon as you want to pick up from a family, then it is mistake, miscalculation. That caste system should be abolished. But real classification, not caste, it is classification. Intelligent class of men, a truthful class of men, the fighter class of men, that will continue all over the world. We cannot abolish it. Even if you abolish caste system in India, you cannot abolish the class of truthful men. That is not possible. In spite of so much degradation, a class of men will remain truthful. A class of men will remain sinful. More or less. You cannot abolish this. So, this is false attempt. And this caste system is also false. It is not based on the right description of caste system.
You're saying rather it's a classification according to the quality of a man's...
Yes, that is wanted. That must be there.
And what will be the benefit of classifying men according to their quality?
Then benefit will be, then the whole thing will go in order. That is already described many times. That there must be brain, there must be arms, there must be belly, there must be legs for the complete composition of the body. If there is no brain, there is no head, then what is the use of these arms and legs and belly? It is all dead. So in the society, human society, if there is not a class of selected, truthful, honest, and so many Brahminical qualifications, then society is ruined. Therefore they are perplexed. Everyone is a Shudra. Go to the factory. That's all. Go to the factory and bring money. And he is getting $25 or $50 daily, and immediately purchasing wine and flat on Bawari Street. He'll produce such men, useless men, disturbing in the human society. cannot make classless. If you make classless, naturally they will all Shudras, fourth classmen. Then there will be society in chaos.
Another part of this question, same question. If the Harijans, who constitute a sizable population amongst the Hindus, are made to feel that their very religion...
These are all artificial. The Harijan word was used by Gandhi unnecessarily for a class of men who are not fit for the position. Harijan means the men of Hari. That's like Narada. Narada is called Harijan. Great devotee is called Harijan. The persons related with Hari. But if you select some bhangis and chamas and keep them as he is and rubber stamp it, here is a Harijan. What will be the effect? There is no harm to pick up a low-class man and to elevate him to the position of Harijan. There is no impediment. You can do that. But if you keep him a low-class man and if you stamp him Harijan, then what will be the benefit? Just like we are initiating selected man. Are you ready to follow these rules and regulations? When he says, then come on, become Harijan. Not that I will keep myself in that same abominable condition of life when I shall become Harijan. So this Harijan word has come from Gandhi. He did not try to make him real Harijan. He simply rubber stamped him. So what is the value of this Harijan?
There's another section to this question. In other words, how can all sections of Hindus be made to take an equal interest and have the same sense of belonging to the Hindu religion?
Well, why are you sticking to the Hindu religion? Any Hindu will accept Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. So why not ask them to take Krishna? Why so-called Hinduism? Who is a Hindu who will deny the authority of Krishna? Is he a Hindu? Every Hindu observes Janmashtami, the birthday of Krishna. So why do they not take Krishna's advice and remain practically Hindu? They will not take advice of Krishna and how they can claim to be Hindu?
So can all people have an equal interest in religion, despite their different classifications?
Yes, that I have already expressed, that any human, civilized man, he has got some religion. So, the religion, basic principle of religion is with reference to God. So here is God. What God says, if you take that system, then it will be perfect. Not only for the Hindus, for Christians, for Mohammedans, for everyone. And that is being practically done in our Krishna consciousness movement. We have got devotees from all groups of human society, and they are taking place. It is practical. There is no difficulty. So Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everyone take to this Krishna religion, Krishnite, Krishnian, not Christian, but Krishnian. The word Christo is also a Greek word. From this Christo, the Christ has come. So instead of C-H-R-I, K-R-I, the same thing. Christian or Christian or Christian. Krista is also another broken spelling of Krishna. In India, if one's name is Krishna, we say Krista. my younger brother, his name was Krishna. So we are calling him Krishna. The Krishna Christian. So actually, if you take the root meaning, Christian means Christian. Or Christian. Now that is a controversial point. But everyone can take to Krishna. Then everything will be settled. Sarva dharman parikarma mamekam. Make everything clear.
Would you like to go on, Srila Prabhupada?
No, you can go.
Okay. Next question. Swami Vivekananda. He had given a positive suggestion that one of the best ways for the Harijans to command respect amongst all sections of
people... When Vivekananda was there, when Harijan word was manufactured by Gandhi, at that time Vivekananda was not there. So why is he pulling Vivekananda?
Vivekananda had already died when this
Harijan lady... Long ago.
He's just using the word Harijan in place of Sudra, what was formerly untouchable.
And he can use better. The Harijan word was manufactured by Gandhi.
Right.
Vivekananda died sometime 1900, I do not exactly remember. When Gandhi's movement was not started. Gandhi's movement was started in 1970. Long ago, Vivekananda expired.
Anyway, his question is, Swami Vivekananda has given a positive suggestion that one of the best ways for Harijans to command respect among all sections of people is to learn Sanskrit, the study of which is being neglected even by Brahmins today. What incentives can be given to Harijans to learn Sanskrit, the repository of Indian culture and religion?
That is another misgiving. They will never be able to learn Sanskrit. Neither it is possible that by learning Sanskrit they will be elevated. There are many Sanskrit scholars. So how they are elevated? They are rotting. It is very good suggestion. Yes. If the Harijan actually becomes Harijan, then it will be elevated. That training we can give. This Krishna consciousness movement is that we can make a Harijan, chamas bhangis. Now they understand Harijan means he must be a chamar at bhangi. But that is not the actual. Harijan means devotee, the man of Hari. So, in spite of their illiteracy in Sanskrit language, we can make him Harijan, actually. So why do you take the trouble of learning Sanskrit? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Man hipatha bapas sritya jepisu papajona. Papajani means low grade, birth. Anyone that includes the chamas vangis, they can be purified if they take to the shelter of Krishna. Because Krishna says, ahamta sarva papem bhamakkhasyami. The best thing is to induce them to come to Krishna. Then they will be purified. And the simple method is recommended by Krishna himself and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his incarnation. This kirtan engages them in sankirtan movement, which is being pushed by the Krishna consciousness movement, and they will be purified. They don't require to learn Sanskrit as it is. Let them chant Hare Krishna, they will be purified. And if you want to teach them Sanskrit, it will take 3,000 years. That is impossible.
It is a fact, though, that the repository of Indian culture and religion is Sanskrit. So are you saying, then, that the Harijans, or these class of people...
Yes, it is Sanskrit, but the Vedic mantras are received not by learning Sanskrit, but by hearing from the authorized person. Therefore it is called Shruti. It is in Sanskrit because there was no other language. Sanskrit was the only language. So now that being translated into English, it doesn't matter whether it is in Sanskrit or English, one has to learn it by hearing from the proper person. That is what. It is, the Vedic mantras are called Shruti, not Sanskrit. It is called Shruti. Shruti means the first business is here. Tad vijnanartham sa guru me vavigacchati. What is the purpose of going to guru? Means to guru is the authorized person from here, from him here. It doesn't require that one has to learn Sanskrit. We have got so many disciples. It is not that they first of all learned Sanskrit. They heard. It may be in Sanskrit language or in English language. It doesn't matter. Let him hear the real fact. That is what. So although the Vedic mantras are in Sanskrit, the process to understand is to hear. To hear, it may be any language. To hear and understand, then he becomes Pati. It is not the Sanskrit language. It is the hearing which is important.
So will this bring respect?
Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hear and chant about Vishnu. That is what. Not Kirtvatthaya, Dhitvatthaya, Dhupvatthaya, no. That is not what. Nahi nahi rakshati duking karan. This is not saving. If you are becoming a Sanskrit scholar, dupratthaya, dhipratthaya, dhapratthaya, that is not saving. Nahi nahi rakshati duking karan. Bhajagovindam, bhajagovindam, bhajagovindam. So they are thinking by learning Sanskrit, they will become perfect. And Bhagavad Gita, don't find. So if you learn Sanskrit, then you become perfect. So surrender unto me, then you become perfect. That is what. If you learn Sanskrit, there is no harm. But it is not the only condition that you have to learn Sanskrit, then you will be able to. Who knows in our time, Sanskrit? Who knows Sanskrit? How many? He may know little.
His question here, Srila Prabhupada, especially is that the Harijans are very downtrodden. And
downtrodden, you keep them downtrodden, you manufacture wine and let them drink, and he will be uplifted. One side, you are manufacturing wine and advertising, come on, take here. And you remain, become Harijan. How it is possible? You must stop all this nonsense. The slaughterhouse, the liquor shop, or the brewery, or the prostitute quarter. Stop this. But that cannot be also stopped. Anyone who wants to become Harijan, he can become, in spite of all these things. He can defend himself.
So should there be some effort?
What is that effort? Teach them Sanskrit?
To make the Harijans respectable, or are these low-caste?
Anyone can respectable. That is already described. Māṅhi pārtha prapārsi. Tirato hunanda pulinda pukkasa bhira sambha javana khasada. Everyone can be suddhanti, they can be purified. But if you take the real process, this is Krishna consciousness, process. Otherwise, simply by learning Sanskrit, what will be? There are so many big, big Sanskrit scholars in India. They are lotting in the street. To make a good man, is it not necessary that one has to learn Sanskrit? He can be made good, provided he fully surrenders to Krishna. Sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. Dasyasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana. If one has got unflinching faith and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. All good qualities will develop automatically. If he is not a devotee, he will hover over the mental concoction. Manorathina asato dhavato vai. Then he will remain in the material place. Never mind, he is a Sanskrit scholar at this or that.
Would you like to hear another question, Srutha?
It is said that while the Shrutis embody the eternal truths of Hinduism, the Smritis, which embody the rules of conduct, need to be revised according to the dictates of the changing times.
Yes.
Will such a stand be acceptable to all sections of Hindus? And if so, how can the new Smritis come into being? And who will give them sanction and sanctity?
The authority will give, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving authority. The Shastra is giving authority that in this age, Kali Yuga, it is full of faults, the ocean of faults. And Sukadeva Goswami is giving direction. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan, hi asti eka mahanguna, kirtanareva krishna sa mukta sanga parang bhaje. So, although in this age there are so many faults, it is like the ocean of faults. But still there is one very great advantage. Just simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes purified. So, this smriti injunction you should take up, and actually we see all over the world how it is purifying all section of people. So take this, then Shruti Sriti, yes, everything will be fulfilled. The easiest method, Kirtana Deva Krishna Samukta Sangha Parang Bhaje.
So the Shrutis are eternally
Shruti, it is based on Shruti. Sabdhāda nāvṛtti in the Vedanta Sutra. Simply by chanting Sabdhāda Brahma, Sabda Brahma. Sabdhāda nāvṛtti in the Vedanta Sutra. By chanting the holy name of Lord, one can become liberated.
The Smritis are based on the Shrutis?
Yes, Smriti, Bhagavad Gita is considered Smriti. So Bhagavad Gita also says, Satatam kirtayantam namam yatantasya divyavrata. So Shruti Smriti.
So then it's
Puranadi, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Harinnama, Harinnama, Harinnama. And it is practiced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna varnam kisa krishnam sangha panga asupar. Krishnam varnayati. All is chanting Hare Krishna. So these are the evidences. So introduce this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everyone will be purified.
Is smriti more than just rules of conduct?
Yes. Smriti means the Vedas are considered as taken as shruti, but simply by hearing one cannot understand. Therefore smriti they are explained. Purayati iti purana. Complete. The Vedic mantra is not always understood. Just like the Vedanta mantra, Janmadasyatataha, which is very shortcut. But Bhagavata explains, जन्माद्यश्यगतः अन्यात् पितरतश्च अर्थेषु अभिज्ञा सरात् एक्सप्लेनेशन. स्मृति इज एक्सप्लेनेशन. Either you take Shruti or Siddhi, subject matter is the same. But these are the evidences, Shruti Siddhi, Puranadi, Pancharatriki, Bilimdina. You cannot be purified or become actually God conscious without reference to this Shruti Siddhi. We are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not hymnical. It is based on Shruti Siddhi, Pancharatriki, Bilim. Therefore it is becoming effective.
Is it necessary from time to time to change the smriti?
That it cannot be changed.
Smriti cannot be changed?
Nothing can be changed. But according to the time, you have to, just like in Kali Yuga, the smriti order is Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaya. So you have to do this. Just like a physician gives a medicine, that morning you take this medicine, in the evening you take this medicine. It is not a change of treatment. It is according to the time, different medicine. But it is recommended by the physician, not by your whims. Shruti Siddhi cannot be changed. But they have recommended different process in different time. So the reference to the Shruti Siddhi is there, authority is there.
So there's no
you cannot modify.
There's no question then of, as he says, new smriti.
No. New smriti, they may take it, new smriti, but smriti is smriti, it is not new. You have to give reference to the past, shruti smriti. Otherwise it is not veda pramana, sabda pramana. Otherwise there is no evidence, it is invalid, not valid. You cannot change the original Shruti Siddhi, but you have to take the timely recommendation. Just like Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Keva. Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva. You know? This is the only method to take. But this is Shruti Siddhi Prava.
They may say that if this is the method, then how does deity worship fit into the scheme?
You can avoid even deity worship, but you cannot avoid chanting.
Their idea is to abolish deity worship.
Huh?
Their idea is to abolish deity worship because they consider it antiquated.
If you want, why you should try to avoid it? That means you are disregarding the Shruti Siddhi. But that is not the policy that you should have heard. But if you, it is not possible, just like it is not possible to introduce the deity worship everywhere, anywhere, it doesn't matter, you chant it. It is not avoiding. It is the circumstance that does not make very favorable. Just like I did not introduce the deity worship in the beginning. That was not possible. But when there is favorable condition, we introduce. That is not avoidant. That is conditional. But especially chanting, that is possible in any condition of life. That is possible.
So there's no question then, as he says, bringing new smritis which would come into being and someone would give them sanction and authority. The position as you...
But there cannot be new smritis. We are giving this sanction to Hare Krishna Mahamantra because it is already there in the Shruti. But for this time it is suitable. I am taking a certain type of medicine in the evening. It is already recommended by the physician. I am not doing it whimsically. So whimsically you cannot change. It must have reference to the Shruti Siddhi Purana.
Can anyone change the rules of conduct?
Nobody can change. But rules and regulations for different time, different circumstances are there in the Shruti Sthiti, we have to take it. It cannot change.
And who will sanction that application?
Yes, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, his authority, his acharya.
You try, you must sanction for the particular time.
We are following the footprint, Prince of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not him, Jiva. You have to follow the authority in all circumstances. You cannot avoid. That is illegal. But it will have no power. Just like all of a sudden you make a low-class man a harijan. It will not stay. But you can make harijan any class of man, provided you adopt the proper means.
I think one more question that would be appropriate because it kind of ties in with this last question. Number 7. Hinduism has always renewed or revitalized itself according to the needs of the times. In today's context, are any correctives called for? And if so, who will bring them about? And how can they be brought about and made acceptable to all the masses?
First of all, who will take it? Krishna has given already, according to the time, he has summarized the whole Vedic scripture in the Bhagavad Gita. But why, who is taking it? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas, they have explained how to accept Krishna consciousness or Krishna's instruction. The first thing you must be ready to take the presentation according to the time and circumstances, then everything will be all right. If you manufacture your own way of life, if you do not take it from the authority, then it will be failure. Just like this horizon. Harijan is a very good idea, make everyone Harijan. But Harijan is being picked up from the lowest class of man, the Bhangis and Chamas. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Papajoni. But how this Papajoni can be purified? Manghi Parthava Pasitya. By accepting Krishna as everything, that means full surrender. Then he can, even his papajani, he can be retrieved. But if there is no question of surrendering to Krishna, and if you rubber stamp a low class man that he has become harijan, how it will be effective? The condition is there. Man hi partho bepasit. Find out these words.
Mam hiparta vyapishritya yepisyu papa joniya striyo vaishistata sudras te piyanti param gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, as well as sudras, can approach the supreme destination.
Yeah. The condition is
Those who take shelter.
Mahatma Gandhi manufactured the harijan, and where there is a teaching that you take shelter of Krishna, so how this harijan will be effective? The condition is there. Manghi partho bapasi. Read the purport.
It is clearly declared here by the Supreme Lord that in devotional service there is no distinction between the lower or higher classes of people. In the material conception of life, there are such divisions, but for a person engaged in transcendental devotional service to the Lord, there are not. Everyone is eligible for the supreme destination. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, It is stated that even the lowest, who are called chandalas, dog-eaters, can be elevated by association with a pure devotee. Therefore, devotional servants and guidance of a pure devotee are so strong that there is no discrimination between the lower and higher classes of men. Anyone can take to it. The most simple man taking center of the pure devotee can be purified by proper guidance.
Yes. The guidance means how to take him to Krishna shelter. Then he will. All right. The guidance is wrong. No question of Krishna. And he simply by rubber stamps him. Here is Harijan. How will you be able to? Therefore it is failure. He remains the same drunkard, same meat eater, and he becomes Harijan. How it is failure? The guidance is there. From this time, you were told. You must be guided.
You started this explanation by saying, but who will take it? So is this to say that this religion that you're speaking of is not trying to be made acceptable to the masses, or is it only for those who will take it?
No. Unless you take it, what is question of religion? So that requires guidance. Just try to make a child educated. There is teacher required. Automatically how you can do it? A child, now you give him a robusta. Now you are M.A. Is he M.A.? He must be guided to pass the M.A. examination. Then he is M.A. And because he is born in a certain family, he cannot be M.A. That is not the fact. He can be M.A. Provided the guidance is there, training is there. He can become M.A. It doesn't matter that he, because he is low-born, he cannot become M.A. No, he can become. The training is how to take shelter of Krishna. Then he goes back to all that.
It appears from his question that his idea is that Hinduism is so flexible that whatever condition of life the masses are in, Hinduism will kind of envelop them and they can still call themselves Hindus. But what you're saying is that actually...
Now we have already refuted there is no such thing as Hinduism. It's the Vedic concept. The Sanatana Dharma or Varnashram Dharma.
Is Sanatana Dharma so wide that everyone can be...
Sanatana means eternal. So, nahannate hannamane sarire, the identification of the living entity is already described, that it does not perish after annihilation of this body. That is Sanatana. So that is meant for everyone, not that the Hindus, after giving up this body, exist, and the Muslim or Christian does not exist. Everyone exists. That everyone is eternal. The Sanatana Dharma is meant for everyone.
Is there anyone actually outside of Sanatana Dharma then?
If he thinks. Otherwise nobody is outside. If you think that you are not, there are so many rascals, they think that with the body everything is finished. Hmm. But you may think so, but that's not fact. Similarly, if one thinks that I am not Sanatana Dharma, I am Krishna, so you may think like that. But actually you are Sanatana. But if you think otherwise, you can think, you can check it. When Krishna says, nahannate hannamane sarire, the soul does not annihilate after the destruction of the body. Is it meant for the Hindus? Everyone. Everyone is a living entity, everyone is a soul, and he is eternal. Eternal means Sanatana.
So it depends on how one acts as to whether he can be accepted as...
No. One acts means he must act accordingly. If he does not act accordingly, that is his business. That's all.
This is question number 8 for this Bhavan's journal, Bombay. We've covered the first 7 questions. The 8th question for the Prabhupada is, in the Kali Yuga, bhakti has been described as the most suitable and easiest of paths for God-realization. Yet, how is it that Vedantic teachings, with their accent on jnana, are being given the pride of place by noted savants or knowers?
The so-called Vedantis are Brahmas. They do not know what is Vedanta. But the things are going on that people want to be blocked, and the blockers take advantage of it. And therefore, Veda means knowledge, and Anta means end of knowledge. That is the combination of Vedanta. So, in the Vedanta, the beginning is Vedanta Sutra, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now, in the human form of life, they should inquire about the Absolute Truth. That is Vedanta Plenum. And what is that Absolute Truth? Sutra means in apparition, in small squads, a big philosophy is given, that is called sutra, a little link. So Vedanta Sutra begins when one is inquisitive to understand the Absolute Truth, that is called Vedanta Sutra. And it is answered, first question is, now about Brahma, jigyasa, inquisitive, inquiry about Brahma. So Brahma is, in nutshell, described. Brahma means the origin of everything. Janmadasyatatam. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedaishta sadvai aham eva vedyam. All the Vedas, all the book of knowledge, their business is how to search out God. Vedasya sadvai aham eva vedyam. So, the whole Vedanta is description of the Supreme Personality of God. But because in this Kali Yuga, people will not be able to study Vedanta nicely on account of lack of education. Therefore, Vyasadeva personally wrote a commentary on the Vedanta. That commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhāsvayam Brahma Sutra Nam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the real commentary on the Vedanta Sutra written by the author himself. The Vedanta Sutra is also given by Vyasadeva, and under the instruction of Narada, the spiritual master, gave this letter. He wrote commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam also begins with the same aphorism. Janmadasya jataha annayad itanatascha arthesu avidga karat. So actually Vedanta Sutra is explained by the
author of the Vedanta, the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, some rascals without understanding Vedanta, without reading the commentary, natural commentary of the Vedanta Sutta, they are posing themselves as Vedantis. That means they are misguiding people, and because people are not educated, they are accepting these rascals as Vedantis. Actually, the so-called Vedantis, they are bluffers. They are not Vedantis, they do not know anything of the Vedanta. That is the division. Otherwise, what is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is real Vedanta. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, jīva-sya-tattva-jigyāsā, that is Vedanta Sutra Bhāsa. Point out this verse.
Kāma-śi-nandriya-kṛtya.
Find out. So actually, Vedanta Sutra is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we take Srimad Bhagavatam as the real explanation of Vedanta Sutra, then we understand what is Vedanta. And if we take the center of the so-called bluffers, then that is not Vedanta. People do not know anything and they can be bluffed and cheated by anyone. That is it. So now they should learn from this Krishna consciousness moment what is Vedanta and what is the explanation of Vedanta. Then they will be benefited. If we take Srimad Bhagavatam as the real commentary on Vedanta Sutra, then we find that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kalo dosa niti rajan asti bhika mahanguna. In this Kali Yuga, this is the ocean of all faults. There is one benediction, opportunity. What is that? Kirtanāreva kṛṣṇasya mukta-saṅga parambhaje. One can become liberated simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. This is real vision. And actually it will happen. So they want to be misguided, and there are so many bluffers, they misguide them. What can be done? Otherwise, Vyasadeva has given already what is Vedanta Sutra explanation. This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Let them read this Srimad Bhagavatam. They will understand what is Vedanta.
Is that to say that the conclusion of the Vedanta Sutra and the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam is one and the same?
Yes, yes. Mahasvami Brahma Sutrana. This is the real commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. And it begins with Vedanta Sutra. Dharma Adrasya Jata Annaya Pitara Sutra. Find out this.
Kamasya Nandriya Pritya.
Yes.
Nabo Jivete Yavata Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa Nato Yashchena Karma Bhi. Life's desires should never be aimed at gratifying the senses. One should desire to live only because human life enables one to inquire about the Absolute Truth.
But that is the Vedanta Sutra, Atha Brahma Jigyasa. Here it is same thing explained, that don't be entrapped with these temporary bodily necessities of life, sense gratification. You must inquire about the Absolute Truth. And the next verse it is explained, Madanti tattattva vidattattam jatgyanam. Tattattva. Tattva means truth. The truth is explained by the tattvabhit, one who knows the truth. How? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sankhati.